Welcome in. In this lesson, we're making simple, club-ready impacts for drum and bass in Ableton Live. Beginner-friendly, mostly stock devices, and the goal is that satisfying wham that makes a drop feel expensive, loud, and DJ-proof. Here's the mindset. An impact is not just a sound effect, it's a transition tool. It tells the room, new section, pay attention. And in DNB, where you've got dense breaks, big bass, and a fast tempo, impacts have to be short, clear, and balanced. Wide up top, basically mono down low, and punchy without turning your master meter into a crime scene. Alright, let's set up. Set your tempo to 174 BPM. Go to Arrangement View and pick a drop point. If you don't have a project yet, just choose bar 33 as a pretend drop. Create one MIDI track and name it Impact. Then create one audio track named Impact Print. That second track is for resampling so we can do reverses and quick edits later. Now, on the impact track, add an instrument rack. We're going to build a three-layer impact that you can reuse forever. Inside the rack, create three chains and name them Thump, Knock, and Air. Think of it like this. Thump is your weight, the room-moving low end. Knock is the body, the chest hit that works on smaller speakers. Air is the top, the crack and texture that reads through busy hats and reesses, and brings the stereo excitement. Also, quick coach note before we design anything. One transient, one job. If your impact feels messy, it's usually because multiple layers are trying to be the main attack at the same time. In most DNB impacts, the AIR or the knock does the click, and the thump is more like the weight that follows. We'll keep that in mind. Let's build the thump layer. On the thump chain, load operator. Keep it simple. Use oscillator A only, sine wave. We're not trying to make a bass sound, we're trying to make a controlled low hit. Now shape the amp envelope. Attack at zero, decay around 120 to 200 milliseconds. Sustain all the way down, so it doesn't hold. Release around 40 to 80 milliseconds. This envelope is a big deal. If the decay is too long, the subtail smears into your drop and fights your bass line. That's one of the most common mistakes. You want thump, not boom that keeps going. Add saturator after operator. Use soft sine or analog clip. Drive somewhere between 2 and 6 dB. Keep it subtle. And turn on soft clip. This gives you harmonics and a bit of density, so the thump feels solid without needing to be absurdly loud. Then add EQ8. Don't high pass your sub here. If it feels boxy, do a tiny dip, like 2 dB around 180 to 250 Hz. Not mandatory, just a cleanup option. Now program a single MIDI note right on the drop. Make it short, like an eighth note or even shorter. Pitch wise, start with G1, F-sharp 1, or A1 depending on your track key. If your tune is clearly in a key, tune this thump to the root, or sometimes the fifth. The fifth can feel less like a note and more like a hit, but still musical. Next, the knock layer. On the knock chain, we'll do the fastest clean option. Sample based, drop a simpler on that chain and drag in a tight kick transient, a tom hit, a punchy Foley hit, even a short snare transient. The key is, it should be punchy, short and a bit focused. In simpler, set it to one shot. Turn warp off. Turn snap on. If you hear a click at the start, add a tiny fade in, like 1 or 2 milliseconds. Don't overdo it, or you'll soften the punch. Now EQ8 after simpler. High pass at about 80 to 120 Hz. This is important. We already have sub from thump. If you leave low end in the knock, your impact starts sounding like a second kick drum, and it'll clash with your actual kick at the drop. If it needs more body, do a gentle boost around 200 to 400 Hz, like 1 to 3 dB with a wide curve. If it gets cardboard sounding, you'll likely end up dipping that same general zone later. That 200 to 400 area is a love-hate relationship, so trust your ears. Then add drum bus. Drive around 5 to 15%. Keep boom off or very low, because again, thump is handling that. Push transient up, maybe plus 10 to plus 30, so the knock speaks clearly. Add a little crunch if you want grit, but keep it tasteful. Alternative quick mention, if you want an all synthesis knock, you can use operator with a short pitch envelope dive, like minus 12 to minus 24 semitones decaying over 40 to 90 milliseconds. Classic doof, but for beginners, samples are the quickest win. Now the AIR layer. On air, load operator again, and we'll use noise. If your operator has a noise option, go for white noise. If it doesn't, just use a short noise sample in simpler. Either way works. Envelope. Attack at zero. Decay around 80 to 200 milliseconds. Sustain down. Release 50 to 120 milliseconds. This is basically a short hissy crack with a controlled tail. Add auto filter after it. set to high pass mode. Cut off somewhere around 1.5K to 4K. This is how we keep the IIR layer from messing with the mids and lows. We want it to live above the main mix weight. Now add Ableton Reverb. Decay time around 0.6 to 1.2 seconds. Pre-delay around 10 to 25 milliseconds. High cut around 6 to 10K so it doesn't turn into fizzy cymbal soup. Dry slash wet around 10 to 20%. Then add utility. Set width to around 120 to 160%, but be careful. Width is fun, but it's also how you accidentally delete your impact in mono. Here's a super practical check. Put a utility on your master temporarily and hit mono. 10 seconds. If the impact loses most of its excitement, your AIR is relying on facey stereo. Fix it by reducing width, shortening the reverb, or adding a small mono tick layer. Even better, instead of getting width by cranking utility, you can get width from a wet effect. Keep the dry AIR more centered, and make the reverb or a chorus return wide. That way, mono punch stays strong. Now let's balance the three layers. Inside the instrument rack, start with thump at a comfortable level. Bring in knock until you feel punch, but it shouldn't sound like a second kick drum. This audio version is shortened for playback.